Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Hannah Cruz and is titled, Think Right, Talk Right, See Right. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Proverbs 4:23 GNT. Have you ever assumed something and eventually realized you were way off? Yep, same here. I'll always regret the time when I made fun of my friends for loving boba tea. To me, without ever trying it, I knew it was disgusting. Have fun drinking your booby tea, I tell them. Goodness gracious, those little balls on the bottom look like mini rabbit turds, I joked. That is, until one brave day, I decided to try it. And oh my heavens, my life changed. After tasting its smoothie goodness with a side of tapioca goodness, I realized that my assumptions about boba tea were completely wrong. If I could apologize to a drink, I absolutely would. But I couldn't, so I just apologized to my friends. Because my thought process was off, it led to my words being off, which led to the way I perceived things to be off. Come to think of it, this happens to us quite a bit in life. When we think wrongly about someone, we will speak wrongly about it, and the way we see it becomes very misaligned. This goes for our interactions with people, our circumstances, and even our relationship with God. Let's break it down. Think right. We must guard our hearts first by thinking right. When our minds are renewed, we think more like Jesus, which prevents us from believing lies. Our character is, mainly, defined by our thoughts. Talk right. The things we speak are direct correlations to what is going on in our hearts. Whatever our hearts are dwelling on will eventually become vocalized. Because the human mind is fickle, it is a dangerous thing to mistake speaking without thought for speaking the truth. Therefore, examine your thoughts and your heart above all else before using your words in any situation. And see right. When we think the way Jesus thinks and talk the way Jesus talks, we will see things the way Jesus sees. This causes healing instead of division, and peace instead of turmoil. If your thoughts, words, and perceptions are steadfast, God will keep your life in perfect peace. God, renew my mind, my words, and my perceptions today. I want my character to be aligned with yours. Amen. Goodness gracious, 90 unfiltered devotions for this sometimes too serious life by Hannah Cruz, is a 90-day devotional to help readers laugh, gain new perspectives, and tap into the joy God gives. Sometimes the light of Christ in our life is a flickering candle instead of a burning blaze. We get bogged down by distractions, challenges, the daily grind, and sometimes serious issues. This devotional is a fun, honest take on life's situations and its silliness. Readers of Goodness Gracious will be encouraged to dust themselves off, throw open the shades, and let the joy of the Lord overflow from their hearts and into the world. They'll laugh, reflect, and be inspired by the refreshing authenticity of author Hannah Cruz as they experience a renewal of their joy in Christ. Goodness Gracious is far more than just a cute devotional book designed to let you check off your I spent time with Jesus today box. It's a beautifully practical and hilarious tool that Hannah has crafted to help us draw near to Christ on the brightest of days, the darkest of nights, the mundane meh moments, and even the downright blah days. Her writing has a remarkable way of making you feel seen and understood, all while gently challenging you to rise up. You will laugh, cry, and grow through every single page. And by the end, you will be equipped to genuinely walk in the joy of the Lord, no matter what you might be walking through. We know Goodness Gracious will be a gift in your life or the life of someone you love. Order your copy today and leave a comment on this excerpt at encourage.me for a chance to win a copy. then join Becky Keefe this weekend on the Encourage podcast right here for a conversation with Hannah about how God uses even the hardest parts of our stories to draw us to Him and give us His joy. Don't miss it. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
This Easter, prepare your heart and home with Simply Jesus Easter, a new keepsake magazine from Dayspring. Simply Jesus contains scripture, devotions, and articles, all to help you prepare for Easter. Pick up a copy today on dayspring.com or wherever you buy magazines. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.